Hello.
Hey, Gregory, how are you?
Oh, good.
Good, brother.
Say what?
Good, brother. We've been talking about your property on McKenzie Street.
Hey, who is this, though, Brett?
This is Mr. Weatherspoon.
Mr. What? Come on, man. All right, what's up? How you doing today, brother? What's up?
I don't want to bother you if you're busy.
I'm at work. I'm at work, actually.
Okay, you want me to call you back at a better time?
No, what's up? What's going on?
Well, I'm interested in buying it.
Say again?
I'm interested in buying it.
Okay, what's your offer? You got an offer on the table?
I mean, everything.
My first time speaking with you, huh?
Go ahead. Everything's on the table. I just wanted to see if you were selling it first. So,
selling what?
The property on McKenzie Street.
I mean, it depends on what your offer is.
Sure. I mean, do you have any reason that you even want to move, or are you just seeing if you can make a dollar?
Make a dollar, but at the same time, got to be comfortable for folks for me. But I did a lot of work on that property already, man. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you sell this one, where are you gonna go?
What you mean, man? What you mean?
Are you moving out of state or?
You gonna buy me another property somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you were from Richmond or not, or Petersburg.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you want to make an offer on that property, we can probably talk about it.
All right. I mean, I don't want to waste your time or anything.
Okay. I mean, it depends on your offer if you're wasting my time.
Right.
Yeah.
You have anyone living in it now?
No, the contractor, he's back and forth. He's working on it, so.
So, what is your idea? Just to flip it?
Say again?
Are you trying to flip it?
No.
Okay. I mean, I'm definitely interested. Maybe, I want to be respectful of your time.
Maybe. Yeah, what you mean am I trying to flip it, though? I don't get that.
Right now, if I was to do
any landscaping and put siding on it, it'd be worth $230. Same thing. With the new appliances, new bathroom, new kitchen, I'm sure I could probably get $230 for it.
Huh.
Hmm?
Well,
Might do a little upgrade to the garage in the back. There's a 10 foot alley that connects to that property also.
Right.
So,
I'll be honest with you, man. I'm looking at three ones and three bedrooms, one bathrooms, and this one was built. I mean, shit. This one was built in 1980.
Which one?
It's one off McKenzie Street, I think. And, that one sold for $160.
Yeah, but that was as is, though,
Let me see.
It was like an as is type of thing, man.
Yeah, it was in 2023. I mean, the market isn't necessarily getting better.
Man, when I bought that house, it was the whole house was riding, man. I went in there and put in all new joists, everything, bro. So, you know what I mean?
You got some sweat equity, that's what we call it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, man, you're easy to talk to, but I wouldn't even be at $200,000 for this, honestly.
Yeah, I understand. You probably win, but I'm just saying, once I go in and put epoxy floors in it, I may even get more than that, because I'm going to put epoxy floors in the bathroom, kitchen, maybe even the living room, maybe a bedroom or two.
You get more than what?
Say what?
You might get more than what?
Man, the way I'm looking at that house, man, I can knock that little shed down and build another house behind it, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it would just be another dwelling. It wouldn't be. It wouldn't have a address to it.
Yeah, but it still be able to create income though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I understand that. But
yeah, I'm trying to get some money, man. I ain't trying to be playing around, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you own it free and clear, right?
That's right.
Well, I mean, just professionally and respectfully saying is if you want to get the most out of your property, I mean, I'm willing to pay you what you want for it, but, I mean, it can't be a straight-up cash sale because, I mean, I'm overpaying for a property, realistically, if I were to buy it.
You're overpaying. Listen.
I'm listening.
The square footage, right? When I did the math, when it's at $144 a square foot, when I did the math, it's 3,892 square foot.
Okay.
So I'm like, if you doing the math, and I'm like, yeah, that's a pretty heavy number right there, right?
How many square feet?
Say again.
How many square feet is it?
3,892 square feet.
So, are you saying your house is? You think your house is worth $300,000?
It's worth more.
Man, I'll tell you the truth,
listen,
man.
Listen to me. Check it out.
Look.
Say if you wasn't knocked my dwelling down, right?
Okay.
Right. Just say if you wasn't knocked my whole dwelling down, and you wasn't make it. Because it's just 1,032 square foot right now, just the dwelling. You feel what I'm saying? Just the structure. So if you wasn't to make the whole property into, like, say you go as big as 1,500 square foot on whatever you put right there, man, you're going to make 500, 300-some thousand. Man, you know you got a whole water channel behind that house, bro. Like, you got a whole fucking water channel behind the house. Is access to that trail they building in the next 5 years. Come on, bro. Come on, man. That piece of property is a good piece of property. I don't know. People just look at that like it's a good piece of property, and it's not as quiet around there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying it's bad.
It's right by the water. You see what I'm saying?
I'm not saying it's bad. I completely understand. But $300,000, I mean, we got to be realistic, brother.
No, listen. That's not what I want. I'm just saying.
Even if you didn't want, regardless of what you want, it ain't worth $300,000. Nowhere close to it.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I said, like, if you was to knock my house down and put a new house there, you could probably get around $300,000 for it. I didn't say my house is worth that. I just said what the property is worth, the land itself.
Okay, so you want to partner on it?
Partner on it for what? I already own it.
Do you have the funds to knock it down and build it up?
No, I don't got the funds, but I'm working on it right now.
I got
another property though that I'm gonna use to get the funds for that though.
My point is I don't disagree with you that you could probably get a fair penny if you knocked it down. You don't have the money to do it. I get it. We do this all the time. I'm willing to partner on it with you, but we got to make it a win-win, solution for everybody here.
How's it going to be a win-win solution? What percentage
do
you want?
We all make money.
What percentage do you want? How much you trying to lend out to fix the house?
One, I wouldn't be lending it because if I'm going to partner, then I need to, have control of it. Because, we're licensed contractors. We're licensed real estate agents.
What do you mean have control of?
Meaning if we were to partner on it, we would, we would just be, we would do the demolition, we would do the build, and, pay out when it's done, when it gets sold.
Man, why you think I want to sell my house, man? What's wrong with you, man? I work hard as a motherfucker for the house, bro. Look, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I can rent the house out for $1,300, just like
okay.
How they.
Well, then
like,
rent.
It's already like I'm. That's what I'm saying. Dude's already give me $1,000 a month right now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. So it's like. I really ain't getting ahead if I really partner. Like I ain't really trying to say it because it's just right there. It's like an extra few dollars from you, a month or something. It ain't really.
Hey man, partner. If you're comfortable with where you're at, I get it. If you want to make some money, then we're the people to talk to. It's that simple. If you know what you want, great. I'll
you just making me want to do it. You telling me that you got to have control of the property.
You wouldn't lend you the money. Are you capable of, knocking down a house and rebuilding one? Have you ever done that?
No, but I got experience in construction. I do lay brick, though. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and this isn't a big, who's got the biggest Johnson. I'm just being realistic with you. Is if, we were able to do something like that, then, that's where we're at.
Okay, you ain't said where we was at. You said you're going to have control of the property. And what else? I ain't understand.
If we're going to knock it down and build a new one, then meaning,
Man, why would you knock it down and it got 100-year-old floor, hardwood floors in the house, bro? Why would you do that?
You're the one that brought it up. I'm trying to make, something creative where you would be happy. So, I'm not saying I would knock it down.
What I'm trying to tell you is that, if anything, bro, because it already has a laundry room, a big master bedroom.
I know what it's got. I understand. I've seen the house.
No, you haven't seen the house, bro. I changed the inside of the house, bro.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
Outside of the house.
Right, but you telling me you want to have control. I got to show you everything that I did first, right?
If we were going to do a partnership, sure.
Hey, is there any time I can talk back with you, man? I'm at work, man. They just got busy out here, man. You call me back or I can call you back. But
I'll call you tomorrow.
I go to lunch at 7:30, at 7 o'clock, bro. Call me at 7.
Tomorrow?
No, today at 7.
I think tomorrow would be better for me, to be honest.
All right. Well, yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you.
What time?
If it's going to be tomorrow, you can call me around like 1 o'clock.
Look, just to not waste anyone's time here, would you be interested in partnering on something like this?
Yeah, I would, but it got to be beneficial to me and my family. You see what I'm saying?
Of course, man.
If you're saying this ain't beneficial to me, because for real, man, I already own it, man.
So what's that?
Huh?
The what owns it?
No, I said I already own a property. Like, I already own the property. You telling me that you want to partner with me, and you telling me that you need full control. I ain't getting that part, man.
What I'm saying is, if we partner on it, then I would be doing the renovations, the updating, that type of thing. That's the kind of control I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's really not really shit that you got to renovate. Only thing that you probably need, man, is a sanding, prime, paint, vinyl siding, probably change the furniture, front porch to an A-frame in the furnace.
Maybe,
something like that.
Maybe $100,000 will work.
Hell no. You don't need no $100,000 for to do that damn house, man.
I'm just saying, to get $300,000, we need to put some nice material on it.
Yeah, but I got something for all that. Man, I just told you, I do epoxy floors myself. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I ain't trying to show the money. If I'm going to make some money, I'm going to run it,
man. All right. Well, 3 o'clock.
What?
I can call you tomorrow at 3:30 and we can work something out.
No, I'm going to be at work at 3:30. Call me at 1.
I'll call you at 1 tomorrow.
Yep.
Let's make something work, man. I think we can do something.
All right, let's see what's up.